Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Wealth creation on Kaya Biz.
I'm so excited for this conversation. Oh man, I'm hoping you can hear the smile on my face. Our guest tonight is someone who you've played an instrumental part in my career, Narina. And my investment journey, actually, way back when I started at MoneyWeb. But such a pleasure to see you.
Thank you. It's absolutely my pleasure to be here with you. I feel so privileged, really. Wonderful to share this opportunity with you, to just empower, engage with your listeners and to help people along on their journey to building wealth, building financial freedom, not just for themselves, but for their families, for their children. That's what we're all about.
Exactly. And if you're wondering why I'm so excited to speak to Narina, well, Narina Fisser is a strategist and financial advisor at ETFSA. As you know by now, this coming weekend, we host a phenomenal session with ETFSA, which stands for Exchange Traded Funds South Africa. So for anyone who has ever wanted to know how best to start on their investment journey, wealth creation strategies, and even if you have some experience and some skin in the game, there's always new lessons to learn. And this is where you have an opportunity to speak to experts like Narina, Gareth Stobie, and of course Mike Brown, who we've spoken to here on the show to share some insight into exchange traded funds. And I guess, Narina, I'm excited about this because a lot of people have been saying, well, I've actually started my investments. I think I'm fairly comfortable. My portfolio's been doing incredibly well. But it's always important for us just to go back to the drawing board and review what we have and perhaps also contextualize the nuance of the environment that we're in. A few years ago, it was COVID. Now it's been elections, right?
Absolutely. You know, if we look and see how things continue to evolve, it's one thing about markets. They never stay stagnant. Yeah. They never stay the same. That's why you have such a wonderful show, because you explore and elaborate on what's happening in markets. We certainly saw a lot of anxiety with investors pre-election. Mm-hmm. And now we're post-election, and now we're still finding some people that are either still very anxious or others that are now, there's this irrational exuberance, right, and a whole range in between. And I think when it comes then to investment decisions, some people find that this almost causes inaction for them, mm-hmm, because they always seem to be waiting for when things will be more clear, when there will be more certainty. And of course, we know that in markets, just as in life, actually, there's very little that is certain. What is certain is knowing and understanding your strategy, your own personal plan about building up towards your wealth. And I think that's what's so important in what we want to share with your listeners, with our audience on Saturday, is how do I actually put together such a plan? How do I allow myself to stay the investment course through these undulations, ups and downs of markets and politics and pandemics, wars, we've experienced it, and yet the investment journey continues.
Definitely. I'm so glad that you've contextualized that. We've had Brexit, the US elections. We've had our own concerns in South Africa, what's been described as the 10 lost years, and of course, Eskom and so many other challenges. And as you say, ultimately, it speaks to your strategy. I know we'll get into some of the detail this coming weekend, but what are some of those considerations that you need to bear in mind? And why is it also imperative that we understand that this is a unique positioning for everyone, because my investment goals might not be the same as my colleagues, right?
Indeed. So I think one of the things to consider is when we talk about investments, and especially where you cover a lot of information around companies, and we think of the JSE, there seems to be the sense that investing on the stock exchange means buying shares in company, such as Naspers that you just covered. But the beauty of exchange-traded products, exchange-traded, it's in the name, it's where you buy it, but what you buy is actually an incredibly broad range of different investment opportunities. And it could be some really funky niche risk. It also be each of us have got our own specific objectives, and it's about how do I translate my investment objectives and my requirements for my investments through portfolio, and specifically of ETFs, because it covers this entire spectrum in terms of minds.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I also realize I love my job. Typically, the market slot is where the anxiety kicks in, right? I thought the JSE All Index is up by so many points, and it's a record performance. And other days, the market goes down, and both are direct. direct interplay when it comes to not only politics, but the importance of understanding your approach when investing in ETFs?
I think when we consume media, especially around investments, the way that media is presented to us almost creates the sense of anxiety. It's always breaking news. Yes. It's in big, bold capital letters and red flashing lights and so on. And it almost creates the sense that I should be doing something urgently, that I should be doing something always, whether it's up or down or whatever. An investment strategy really focuses on the long term, to all of these ups and downs. And so as much as the investment information flow, the news flow that you share is incredibly important in keeping us in breath of what's happening around us and what's happening in markets and so on. We need to break this link that hearing information flow on a very urgent basis does not require urgent action in terms of what we need to do. Take it into consideration, see how it might affect your investment portfolio over the long term, but really it should be about the headlines in your life, not the headlines in the newspaper or on the radio.
Exactly. I'm glad you mentioned that, because in the big question would for many might be, well, does politics matter when it comes to not only the economy, but our investment strategies as well?
So it certainly does, but it doesn't matter much in the long term, because markets adjust, economies adjust. So certainly in the short term, we can see some violent responses, especially when it's unexpected political news that we see. But if your investment horizon is appropriately matched to the time horizon, then you do not need to concern yourself with these gyrations of the political shenanigans that's on the go. And I think politics matter because it determines government regulations. It determines the environment in which we operate. It determines policies such as interest rates, how it affects inflation, all of these things. But those are exogenous factors, external factors that you and I can't control.
True.
What we can control is our action, our contribution, what we put into our investment portfolio, and then to trust the process that the markets will adjust over time and deliver the goods. And this is not just empty promises.
Yes.
We've got decades and decades of experience, of knowledge, that it does deliver the goods over the long term. And so I think we need to match our own expectations with what is realistic in terms of time horizon. And if we do that, then we are guaranteed success. Not just wishful thinking.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Definitely. And I think on that note, Narina, this is important for us to also reflect on perhaps some of the nuances and the growth you've seen within the ETF space. And I can confidently say this because you've taught me about ETFs. We've walked the journey of learning more about it. And maybe this is why we do need to contextualize time in the market. The long-term strategy is what matters. Yeah. I recall speaking to Mike Brown when he spoke about the first Cetrix Top 40 when it was launched 2001.
Yes, 2000.
2000. Indeed. And the growth that you would have seen had you just invested R1,000 back then.
Absolutely. So there's the growth in your personal investment portfolio, but there's also the incredible growth in the range of opportunities that are available. You know, that very humble, if I can call it that, Satrix 40 that listed in the year 2000. Today, we find ourselves in excess of 220 different options available on the JSE. And not only does it give you this incredible range of opportunities, but we love to refer to ETF. Yes, I know it stands for Exchange Traded Fund, but in our world, it also mentions efficiency, transparency, flexibility.
Yes.
And those are things that you want to have in your investment portfolio, the ability to really, in a very transparent and flexible way, manage your investment portfolio very efficiently. So for me, this is an exciting area to be in, considering the number of listed shares on the JSE that one can feasibly invest in, that actually trade on a regular basis. ETFs offer you a much broader choice with guaranteed ability to trade, guaranteed liquidity. But you know what? We're going to get into a lot more of this detail on Saturday at our ETFSA Education Exchange. We are so excited about it, having the opportunity to meet with your listeners, with our investors, and really just help people along on their journey of learning about how to do your own investments. Because you can. You've proven it.
We literally literally can. And I think that's also important because there's no question too simple and no question too complex, right?
Absolutely. And as you say, even for experienced investors, because this environment is changing so rapidly, there's always something new to learn. And I speak to myself here because I find that every single day I still learn more and new things about the ETF industry.
I can imagine. I can't wait to ask you some of my questions this coming weekend. Your favorite ETF, best performing ETF, if there's a crypto ETF that you might think we should take advantage of. And those are questions that you can also put to Narina and the phenomenal team at ETF SA. This conversation and event will be happening this coming Saturday, the 29th of June at the Forum in Bryanston. But you need to make sure that you get your way there. So for many of you anticipating that notification of your salary clicking in tomorrow, that EFT, well, transfer that into an ETF event that's happening this coming Saturday. All you have to do, put 200 Rand aside. I promise you, you'll come back with change. Just 200 Rand aside, because the tickets are 190, and we will see you this coming Saturday, bright and early, to make sure that we can engage on understanding how best we build on our wealth creation journey and strategies. No question is too simple. No question is too complex. Come young and old, because there's always an investment opportunity, regardless of your age, and you don't need to be a gazillionaire. Even 300 Rand that you might have on the side is what you can continue to contribute on a monthly basis to an exchange traded fund to make sure that you grow your investment portfolio. I'm so excited, Narina.
You and me both.
Fantastic. It's all happening this coming weekend. So do make sure you log on to our website or visit etfsa.co.za, and under Education Exchange, that's where you can learn to pick up your tickets. Looking forward to seeing you there. Make sure that you get your tickets quick and fast as soon as your payments and notifications come in. We want to engage with you and build wealth collectively. Looking forward to it again, Narina.
Thank you, Gugu. Thanks for having me.
That's Narina Fisser, who's a strategist and financial advisor at ETF SA.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.